Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, Josh, so what is going on in Josh's world?
Okay, so something happened to me over the weekend that I need your guys' help on. I was buying a cake for my dear friend, Caitlin, and I told you, you don't need to name the place.
Nah, okay. I don't want you to get
in trouble. Yeah, I went to a place that has cakes. And
grocery store?
Well, yes, it's a grocery store. Yeah, I mean, okay. I figured that was
It wasn't
kind
like
of,
a cake shop, but yeah.
No, I'm sorry. No, okay. It was not a cake shop. It was a grocery store.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at these cakes, and I found one that would just be perfect for her, okay? All these cakes were around-ish, like $30-ish dollars. They're nice cakes. It's a good cake, around 30 bucks.
All right.
So the one that I pick, I didn't even look at the price. I just go, I pick out the cake, and I'm like, okay, this is fine. I like it. And I go and check out, and I just went through the self-checkout, and I just bought the cake. The cake was $3.
Like uno, dos, tres, $3.
Was it old cake?
No, so that's the thing. I was like, what's going on here? And so I just paid my $3. I paid, absolutely, I rolled with it. What are you talking about? So I rolled with it, and I think it was mislabeled. And it should have been, because it was in the exact section of all the other cakes that are, they were all like $30, $35, things like that.
Right. So somebody like.
Look.
They missed a zero.
They missed a couple zeros on the old price gun, probably.
That's what I'm thinking. But I'm like, that's kind of on the store. That's not my problem. I'd
be like, best day ever.
Okay. So that, I was shocked, but I swipe my credit card. I have the receipt, $3 cake. I walk out. Honestly, cake was great. Super fun time. Had the little party that we had this weekend.
Okay.
Am I doing something wrong? Like, is that? I don't think I did anything wrong.
Did you tell Caitlin?
So I talked to my buddies at the party. I did not tell Caitlin, but my friends at the party, I was like, yo, I think I got this for a steal.
Like, and literally.
Katie, let's not do that. But
you basically.
And they were pissed. The guys that I told, they were like, dude, like, that's kind of wrong. And I was like, well, no, what do you, like, no, I thought they
were
going
to be
like...
It's a $3 cake. It's not on you.
I thought they were going to be backing me up. That's why I kind of went to them like braggadocious, and I was like, hey, like, dude, I got this first. I think I said a steal. I was like, this is great. And they were like, dude, like, that's wrong. They go, one of my buddies, Brandon, was like, you need to, like, you should have gone to a clerk and told them, hey, and I was like, but
is this right?
That's not...
And you for sure it wasn't like old cake.
No,
for sure it wasn't like a cake.
There was no clearance. There was nothing like that. It was in the section of all the cakes. I did not notice until I paid, obviously, and then it said $3, and I was like, well, this is great. It must have been on... No, it was in the same section as all the other ones, whatever.
Because, like, cakes, I mean, we get a lot of cakes for the kiddos and stuff for birthday parties and stuff, and for sure, like, we'll go to the grocery stores, and, I mean, cakes are not cheap.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, that's I would do.
And
that's why
a
I was
lot
shocked.
Of those, like at the grocery store, it's made there in the bakery by somebody with their time and effort, you know, putting together a banger of a cake.
And
for
that's
people.
What these ones. That's the section that they were in. So that's why I was.
You're an evil person.
Well, no, okay. See, but that's how my friends reacted. I was like, kind of expecting them to
even
be like, dude,
I'm kind of like,
good find, bro.
Yeah, you just say, well, because you didn't notice it till you got up to the register, right?
No, but that's I didn't when say anything. I swiped it.
Like,
swiped my
like,
card.
I'd be
called it good.
Do you feel guilty about this at all?
Okay,
obviously you got a cake for $3.
I didn't.
That should have been
until I brought it up with my. They even brought up karma, and
I
was like,
"That's
I was like, yo, dude, what?" And they were like, "Hey, man, like, this is like kind of a putting this thing out in the universe. Like, this isn't good. Something's gonna." And I'm like, "Well,
here's my surprise because you pride yourself on being a fairly religious dude."
Oh, no.
And
I didn't think of that.
Like, this, I think, is up there with, you're going to go to hell now.
But I didn't lie. I didn't do,
you
I paid the price.
No, that's the thing. You
that
did.
It was labeled.
But on the other hand, this isn't your fault.
That's what I'm, that's why I thought they were going to have my back. And I thought you guys were going to have my back.
I don't know where I sit on
and
this.
I'm a little shocked about this.
I would be, I would say I'd probably be the guy that bounces. I probably would.
I know. Like,
but like my wife, like Knick-Knack, would not be. I can remember a time where she left Kohl's with a cart full of stuff, and she got to the car and was like, I feel like this is low. And there was a box of boots. She bought some like winter boots in there that were like $100 or something. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, my God, they didn't ring me up the boots. They didn't ring the boots up. So she could have bounced with free boots.
With free boots? Oh, my God.
And she's like, I can't have that on my conscience.
Okay,
so
see, but if
she
it was
went back in and paid for the boots.
That's funny. I even think if it was free, like if somehow the label, you know, I scan it and it goes 000, I would have brought it up. But it just said $3. And I was like, okay, like maybe this was on sale
this
or whatever.
Point. I mean, it was this weekend. I think you could still probably go back in with your receipt and say, look, you know, this has been weighing on me.
But I don't think
I'm going to go ahead and pay full price.
I'm going to stand firm. I don't think I did anything wrong. But you, now I got four people against me that are like, dude.
It's a mojo thing. Let's do this really quick. Let's throw the phones open. If anyone wants to sound off about this, maybe you've been in this situation where you walked out or you had something that wasn't charged, or you got something super cheap. What did you do? What kind of cake do you think it was?
I know. How is it that I was thinking that same thing? Like, are we talking chocolate with buttercream?
Like, through that whole thing, I'm like, wonder what kind of cake it was.
Yellow cake and chocolate frosting? Because that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It doesn't make any sort of difference on anything, but I'm like, chocolate cake sounds good. Hi, Tammy.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about Josh stealing this cake?
No stealing. He absolutely got a God's blessing. He probably did some amazing things along the way, and God was paying him back.
Like, I did.
Go. This is a stretch.
Is this my
this
mom?
This is a stretch.
I did do some amazing things, Tammy.
And
you know
this
what?
Is how
I
God rewards you is with a cake?
A cheap cake.
So this is Josh's good karma coming back to him is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Okay. That's what I believe.
This is the Lord speaking to Josh?
He believes in God. He's probably blessed people. And God was like, here's your blessing. Have a great day. Have fun.
Tammy, I love that.
There you go.
That absolutely is.
You got him smiling, Tammy.
So God was like, you've done so much good in your life, Josh. Let's screw over this grocery store so they don't make any money.
They didn't miss it.
No, they didn't miss it.
Sure.
Okay, Tammy.
That's good.
I think it's awesome.
Tammy, I like you. You're nice. That's awesome.
So you're just saying that he should go on with his life and don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think if he called, they would say it was our mistake. I think they would honor it.
All right.
I love that.
Good.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Tammy,
customer's always right.
You're a sweetheart.
Yeah.
You, Tammy, have a blessed day.
You guys are awesome. We listen to you every morning.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks, Tammy.
Bye, Tammy.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
She was awesome. I love that call.
Of course she was.
I hope the rest of them are like that
she
one.
She thinks you're an angel.
No,
that was good.
If you guys are calling in, I'm just going to throw you on hold, so just hang tight. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this repeat, Robert?
How'd you know?
What's going on?
It's repeat, Robert.
Let's go.
All right, repeat, Robert. What do you want to say?
Josh, I'm 100% on your side. You're good. You know, you've done a lot of good things in your life, you know. And what are you going to do? Take the cake back to them? And they're like, well.
Oh, it's gone. We ate it.
You can take the receipt back, though, and be like, hey, I think I slipped up and I paid for a cake that should have been $30.
And they can come back going, okay, that was our mistake. You know, we're not going to charge you full force for it. So it's like, what are they going to do?
And that's what I was thinking, too. You know, it's going to be the same price. Like, there's a lot of the things that I was like, they're going to have to honor that price because that's at, you know, as it was marked. And again, like, I didn't just walk out of the store. I know it was $3, but I didn't just walk out of the store with it. You know, I paid, I scanned it, I paid, I have the receipt. So I don't know, Robert. I kind of thought I wasn't doing anything wrong, but then my buddies, they were not happy with me.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, you paid for it. You didn't just walk out with the cake. You know, like you said, you have to honor what's on there. You know, you never know. You walked up to the thing going, oh, this is a $30 cake. Picked it up, scanned, said, oh, it's $3. Oh, maybe it's on clearance. And you walked out. You don't know until you got there going, oh, it was new.
Spot on. That's
exactly. Did you swap the tags at all? Did you swap anything?
No.
Did you peel the tag off?
No. I did not swap anything. I went up there fully expecting to pay like $33 with tax or whatever it was.
Okay.
And I walked out with, you know.
$3 cake. Yeah. You're going to get diarrhea.
I know.
Robert, thank you for calling. Repeat, Robert. Have a good day.
You guys as well.
Bye. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Becky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Becky.
So have you ever been in this type of situation where you got something for really cheap and it shouldn't have been, or you got something for free and it shouldn't have been?
I'm sure I have been before and just kind of took it as a like, oh, Awesome. Well, that's exciting. Yay, I didn't expect that.
I got home once after having like a case of Dr. Pepper on the bottom of the old grocery cart and realizing that they didn't get it, and I forgot it was there under the cart, and I felt super guilty for a long time.
Yeah.
About that. Like for a good week.
But that's also
I didn't
not
even
pain.
Drink. Yeah. I didn't even drink the Dr. Pepper for a week because I figured I'd get sick.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess you have a good conscience, but I would take it as like, oops, they made a mistake. I didn't notice or whatever. And I just wanted to say I'm on the same board as Tammy. That's why I wanted to call. I thought the same thing as her. I think that it was a blessing. I think it was good karma coming back to Josh, not bad karma going his, you know, out from him.
I like that.
I think the good karma is screwing over the grocery store. I don't understand that
the
logic.
The grocery store's making all the other money off the case.
The
they
grocery
sell.
Stores have very slim margins.
They do.
Very slim margins.
They do. And that's
Katie, you were in a bakery, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in a deli. But yeah, the prices go up when people steal. Like everybody pays
but
for it when
steal.
Josh steals a $3
I
cake.
Didn't
no, but now the $30 cakes are $32 today because
they
of
have
Josh.
To be.
Well, that's a next year problem for her birthday. Again.
But you're okay with it, huh, Becky?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a simple mistake by whatever, you know, store clerk accidentally mislabeled it or whatever. And someone will catch it eventually. Maybe, you know, the next person goes through the regular cashier line and they catch it and they go, hey, you know, hey, grocery store clerk guy, we got to check all our prices or whatever. And they fix it.
Yeah, I wonder if
like mistake.
I wonder if today the rest of the five cakes that were sitting there, if we should go all buy them because they're all mismarked.
I
apparently.
Know they're all $3.
That's I didn't. That's hilarious. That's
it's what
so
God
good.
Would want us to do,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. We're learning,
Becky. You have a great day. You're so sweet. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye,
thanks, Becky.
Bye, Becky.
If you're calling in, I'm just putting you on hold because Josh can't get the calls right now. But 303-691-1649. If you want to sound out about Josh stealing the cake. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Would you eat this stolen cake?
I don't think it was stolen. Mm. He didn't change the price.
Mm-mm.
He didn't cherry pick it. He didn't go through them like, oh, look, this one says $3. The rest say $30. No, he's good.
You're good.
He's good.
That kid's pretty fired up about it, I'll tell you that much.
Yes.
That kid is pissed.
Yeah. He's like, Mom, go get me a $3 cake.
That's my grandbaby.
Yes.
That kid's like, in the past, like 3 weeks ago, I was telling everyone something with Josh. I went through the line and I put all my stuff up there, but my, you know how they have, and don't judge me on this, you know how you could buy the broken box of noodles, like,
yeah,
so it's in half,
sure,
not
yes,
the big long ones?
Yeah.
I break them anyway. I'm not Italian, so I can. So it got caught like underneath the sea or whatever. And I get to the car and everything else is in a bag, but that 98 cents package of angel hair noodles. So I had to walk back in with my receipt and I went to the same guy and I was like, we missed this one. Can we please ring this up? Because I am terrified of that karma. But I agree with Tammy. Josh must have did something great in his life. And depending on the store you go to, sometimes they have hidden gems.
Well,
like,
and see,
you never know.
Jamie, yeah. I agree with you. Like, if I had just walked out of the store and didn't pay, like, if that didn't...
Is that a parent?
Yeah, if that didn't, you know, if that didn't get caught, I would have done the same thing and walked back. But I paid. I did, you know, I did exactly everything that a normal shopper would do. And that's why I was like, I'm kind of proud of this.
Except, logically, when you think about this in the back of your head, do you think, I got away with something here?
That's why I bragged about it. Yes, I totally did.
And you don't feel guilty about that.
No, because I
did everything right. If you have that thought of, I got away with something, I would feel guilty about it.
As a patron at a store, I did everything correctly.
You're like, they owe me this cake at this point.
Absolutely.
I did. I didn't do any. So that's why, yes, but
apparently you've been doing a lot of good deeds.
I totally got away with it. I'm a good dude. No, I totally got away with something.
I love that people think that this is good karma for Josh. Like, you're going to go, he's going to take this cake and feed 40 people. You know?
Well, I love it because you guys were saying
400 people.
You guys were saying bad karma. I love the twist on it. It's good karma.
Yes, everyone's saying good
karma.
Jamie,
I wish you knew behind the scenes. You guys are so far off.
Oh,
Josh is a good dude. We'll say that.
So I have one quick question.
Yeah.
It's kind of a part two question. So part one is, how about that Nuggets game finish on Saturday?
Yeah. Yes.
And
And the other one, would you guys have tickets again tomorrow? Because, you know, I'm trying to make my way in there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're just using us for our tickets.
Making the most of the time.
I will say I have not received an email from our sports department this morning, but I'll look into it. I'll look and see if we have any.
Okay. Yeah.
But as of right now, no, we don't.
All right.
Are you going to stop listening to us?
Heck no.
Yay! Yes. What's up, Jamie?
All right, Jamie, we're going to let you go feed that kid.
I got so many people listening to you now. In fact, last September, my sister won the tickets to go to Vegas to see that comedian
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
Yes. We hadn't seen him. And then my cousin Melanie, she won the ATM tickets. So, woo-hoo.
Let's go.
Hey. We've got a whole family of moochers.
So you might have some good karma and get some Nuggies tickets. Yeah. We'll see. That's awesome. Yeah.
Jeremy, I can't stand you. He called us moochers.
Yeah, I called you guys out.
That's so
much a prize moochers.
We're
this
saving
is the only
audio.
Reason you have us on, Jamie.
No, you guys are funny.
Yes. Oh, I love
so
you.
Good.
You're a
oh
diehard, Jamie. You we love you,
you're
too.
You're the best. Have a good day, Jamie. See you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Can you please save that audio for
yes.
me? I want that audio immediately.
That's so good.
We can do a couple more. If anybody wants to sound off about Josh stealing the cake, 303-691-1649. We will just hop into these people. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Stefan.
Hey, Stefan!
Hey!
So, what do you think about Josh and the cake?
This is Pastor Stefan.
I know,
right?
I was going to ask her. Is this our pastor friend?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm nervous.
No. This is perfect.
This is who we need to hear from.
Did I sin?
No. Stefan, our pastor friend. Did we come up with a nickname for you?
No.
We should call him P.S. Pastor Stefan.
P.S.
There we go.
Pastor Stefan. Is this the Lord blessing Josh for his good deeds by giving him a cake for $3?
I'm not going to go that far to say that, but what I will say is that it is a store clerical error. When I was a supervisor at a grocery store, I had a similar situation pop up, and I took it to the store manager. And because it was the store's IT department that messed that up, the customer wasn't charged anything extra.
Okay. See, so I think
he's in the clear then.
Yeah, he's in the clear. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't steal the cake. It was a clerical error on the store's part.
Stefan, I was sweating, man. I was nervous. I was like, oh, please, Pastor Stefan, don't say it's a sin. Don't say it's a sin.
I still think it's a sin.
No. I dealt with a lot of those situations back home in Tennessee when I was working for the Kroger grocery chain of stores.
All right. You know what the sin is, though? Gluttony is what it is.
He ate that whole cake, Pastor
He made
Stefan.
That cake his biatch.
We all ate the cake.
Look, if he did that by himself, that's gluttony.
That is. I did not.
Let's nail him for that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We're going to nail him for that, too. Jeez. Hey, buddy, it was good to hear from you. You have a great week.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks, Stefan.
I love that guy.
He is so funny.
I really love that guy.
He's such
a good
guy. I'm
so glad we heard from, someone who deals with the Lord.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Direct message.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hi, hey. Jessica. You've been listening to all these calls about the cake that Josh stole. What do you think about it?
I think he's in the clear because I think it's just the store's clerical error. And I have two good examples.
All right.
I have two friends of mine. One of them, he was going to get gas at, I don't remember, it was like seven, this was years ago. And he goes and he's like, there's no way the gas is 99 cents. Because this was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he goes, fills up, and he tells the people, and he's like, oh, they must have put it in the system wrong. Looks like you get good gas today. So he even mentioned something, and they still gave him the right, the same price.
So he got gas for 99 cents a gallon? Jeez.
That's a win. But he did say something, though.
He did say something, so.
Josh didn't say anything.
I didn't.
He smiled and he bounced.
That's what kind of makes me nervous, is I didn't. But I also was like, I did everything right. I thought
you
so.
Did do everything right. I've been there. I'm like, it's the price tag. Not
See?
My problem.
Mm-hmm. Not my problem.
Which it isn't.
But you know it's wrong. Okay, what was the second example?
my second example, a boss of mine went to go because she's had a coupon or something for like one of those Cricut machines. They're like $200 at Walmart, right? Mm-hmm. So she goes, she picks it up, she goes to the checkout. It checks out for like $35.
Jeez, that's a discount.
Didn't say anything. And that everybody at work, same thing, was like, you need a call. That's an expensive machine.
See, yeah, if I'm taking, you know, $200 off of something, I probably would have said something. But I was like, you it's a cake.
This just reminded me. Reminded me of something.
What did you do? Jeremy did something.
Oh, damn it.
What did you do? Oh, I'm so excited.
Now he's going to be on Josh's side. Watch.
Hey, Jessica.
Watch.
So I was at a big box store, and I went to buy a brand new coffee maker, and it was the coffee maker Keurig combination.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so it's
expensive.
Like a big mamma jamma. It was like $120. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, screw it. I'm going to do it because I love me some coffee. I went up to the register. The dude rang it up. No joke. It rung up $5. $5.
It is what it is.
And I just stood there and I didn't know what to do. And he scanned it multiple times. There was various barcodes on there. He scanned every one of them. It kept coming up for $5. And he just was like, you got a good deal.
That's stealing.
And I was like, I guess I did.
Yeah.
And I left.
Yeah. Well, the clerk knew it,
but
that's
the
thing.
Clerk scanned multiple times.
You had the go-ahead.
That's
right. But it was on the shelf at $125, and I got it for $5. I should have rushed back and gotten three more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely should have.
But
darn it,
I completely forgot about that until you brought up Walmart, Jessica.
Oh, my gosh.
Which it may or may not have been.
I think you're in the clear, though, because they should have done their job.
Yeah.
As everybody needs to do their job, right?
And that's what I was thinking.
Do their job.
Well, yeah, I think that clerk just got lazy. He knew that wasn't $5.
He's like,
but
hey,
he's
man,
like, I don't want to go
this
back
is my
there.
I'd
check.
Like to chalk it up to me doing a lot of good things for people, and maybe it was
there you
God
go.
Saying.
This is your
there you
good
go.
Karma.
There you
Take
go.
Take it as a blessing.
It, maybe it's
Take
a blessing.
It as a blessing.
So I could have my
there
morning coffee and continue to do this show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm doing the Lord's work.
You are.
Jessica, thank you for calling. You have a great Monday.
You have
great.
A great day.
Bye.
Thanks,
Jessica.
The justification
that
today
was good.
Is getting me.
I love it.
It's pretty thick. It's
it
pretty
is.
Thick.
It is.
I'm going to be laughing about that all day.
We're good peeps, man.
Like, Josh is such a good boy that the Lord gave him a cake. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Kelly.
Kelly!
Kelly, what's up, man?
All right, we'll do you and whoever this is, last person is holding, so you guys get the final words. What do you say?
So the grocery chains have that for sale rack or the discounted rack in the corner of the building where they're getting rid of stuff.
Yeah.
I was working in the back. I work on fire protection, so I was next to the dumpster. They tossed, and I can tell you what store it was, they tossed
don't
30 cakes in the trash.
Really? Well, I guess once you hit expiration, a lot of stores do that. Once things get expired, they're required to dump it. That's why the dumpster diving is so huge.
Yeah.
Dumpster diving cake, but Josh is way good. Way good.
Josh is way good.
Thank
Josh
you.
Is solid.
I didn't waste it. We ate the entire thing. It was gone.
That's
by the
weird
end of the party.
Justification, though, too. Like, you got it cheap, but don't worry about it. They're going to throw it away later, so you're all good.
They were. They would have thrown it away.
Right? They got their $5. They should be happy.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm. I like you, Kelly. That was good.
Thanks for making him feel better, Kelly.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, guys.
Later.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, we'll do one more if they held. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Dion.
Dion. What's
all
up,
right.
Dion?
Sweet Dion. You whoop, whoop. You get the final word on this.
Oh, my God. Josh, your friends sound like awesome chicks. I want to hang out with them.
Let's do it. Let's have a little party. I can get cake for cheap.
But for not, for saying you're wrong, I bet they ate the cake, too.
They absolutely ate it, Dion. I told you it was gone by the end of the party.
Yeah, I would have been like, oh, how's that $3 cake, eh?
Yeah, right? Tasted like a $30 cake, actually.
I would have bought the cake. I would have gone to the register and said, you overmarked me. This is supposed to be $2.
Oh, my God, Dion. God. Hey.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. But I would have definitely, if there were leftovers, I would have taken the leftovers and taken them straight up to Blackhawk to gamble.
I should buy a lotto ticket, right?
You should.
You guys.
Yes.
Throw it all. Yes.
throw it all on roulette. I'm telling you,
Dion.
That's a lucky
Dion, I like you.
This is good.
I don't like her. She's sneaky.
Style. Good stuff.
You're
you guys
sneaky.
Are my IG friends. I was the one that got proposed in the soda aisle at Walmart.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I remember that story. You're funny.
You had great luck. I hope that cake was delicious, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Aww, you as well. Dion. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Dion. She's a sweetheart.
Oh my gosh.
It's because she was on your side, and she wants to hang out with you.
Hey, I love every one of these callers
on
today.
Because so.
I got, like, kind of made fun of at the party. So kinda. I'm like, these guys, y'all had my back. And today by you, Jeremy.
I'm still on your friend's side that I think you should go in and probably pay. Even with my whole coffee maker story, I still feel guilty about that.
What?
I don't want you to have the same kind of guilt I have.
Oh, he's doing it for you.
I'm doing this
for
right.
you. You're
he
doing
is.
It
he's
for
thinking
me.
Oh, you of are, you, Josh.
Man, you're a good guy, Jerry.
What do you think, Katie Cat?
Yeah, I mean, I can see both sides. Like, I just really want cake now.
My
big takeaway from this is I just can't stop thinking about that cake.
That's so funny.
Well, buddy, I'm glad this happened to you over the weekend because the phone lines exploded.
I'm glad people had my back, man. That was good. Thank you.
Such a silly little story about cake and the passion this morning.
It's awesome.
So, it's a hot topic.
You guys should see the text line. People are fired up.
Yeah,
it's good. Thank you, everyone. I mean, seriously, everybody. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't let people steal your sunshine, Josh.
You know what?
I mean, literally,
dang it.
There's some text here.
I won't.
Got your back, homie. cake stealing
so
fools.
Overboard. So funny.
I love it.
We've said it many times. This show is powered by our good friends, the audience. So thank you, everybody, for listening and calling in and sounding off this morning.